RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla hopes there will be no more people's rally. IAEA assigns Indonesia to be plant breeding center. Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong praises Indonesian handling of smoke problem. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla hopes that there will not be more rallies once the police are processing the legal case of blasphemy allegedly committed by Jakarta Gubernur Basuki Cahayapurnama. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also affirmed that the police will be able to tackle the case properly and there will be no need to hold a street rally. He urged all parties to exercise restraint and await the result of the investigation process being conducted by the police. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also called on all parties to convey their aspirations in an orderly manner and not to break rules or indulge in any sort of anarchy. He explained holding a demonstration is the right of the citizen to express their aspiration as long as they do not violate rules. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, assigns the Indonesian National Nuclear Energy Agency, Batan, to be a radiation mutation plant breeding center in Southeast Asian region. And IAEA representative Stephen Nealon said in Jakarta on Monday that the international agency has a huge attention to the mutation plant breeding and therefore the agency assigns Batan to be the center as it is highly skilled in that field. He hopes the assignment of Batan to be a center for radiation mutation plant breeding could be a way for technology transfer to developing countries. The nuclear technology has been intensively applied in Indonesia by using the gamma ray. The objective of the radiation mutation plant breeding is to fix the genetic characteristics in order to improve plants' productivity and immunity to pests. The radiation method has a significant advantage compared with other techniques because the breeds have various characteristics. Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong praised and thanked Indonesia for the handling this year's smoke from forest fires. He conveyed the appreciation during a bilateral meeting with President Joko Widodo in Semarang Central, Jakarta on Monday. President Joko Widodo said Prime Minister Lee thanked because the handling of the problem this year is considered to have been better organized and law enforcement has been carried out more firmly. Indonesia and Singapore also thanked about smoke. The two countries had discussed the issue intensively, which was caused by forest fires. Moreover, in the meeting, the two leaders also discussed terrorism. They exchanged information about issues related to terrorism. On the occasion, Prime Minister Lee also thanked Indonesia for having aborted a terrorist plan to launch a rocket to Singapore. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Gubernur of Bank Indonesia BI Agus Martowardoyo has launched the Financial Technology Fintech Office that will serve as a think tank in developing the financial services industry. In his speech while opening the Fintech Office in Jakarta on Monday, he pointed out that technology innovation in financial sector is a must. Therefore, innovation must be a continuous process. He also explained that The fintech office will have four roles to play. First, it will serve as a facilitator in ideas exchange among fintech regulators and industry players. Second, fintech technology will contribute with business intelligence that will facilitate the system and generate tools to transport raw data into a new information for analyst material. The third one is that the fintech will provide assessment besides testing various ideas and regulations. The last role is to help as a coordination and collaboration platform for fintech stakeholders. An Indonesian student from Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta, Ramadan Hairan Maulana, has won an award at the 6th International Symposium on Technology for Sustainability 2016. He said in Yogyakarta on Monday that his team is proposing a paper on technology that helps climbers in getting information on weather around the mountain. The technology named Arduino-based safety information guidance for climbers display weather information around the mountain, including temperature, humidity, and air pressure. He also explained the tool displays a security level and health impacts that are possible to occur to climbers according to data. Ramadan also added that the tool, which is also called Duo Serigala, which means two wolves, has a navigation system that shows the starting point and the peaks. There is also a SOS button that functions to call an emergency help. It was based on radio frequency. The international symposium has been participated in by 200 university students from Japan, the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and Indonesia. Indonesian government expects the development of Kendal Industrial Park, KIK, to be sped up in a bid to boost Central Java's contribution to national economy. Because Central Java's contribution to national economy is still around 9.7% or behind West Java with 27% and East Java with 18%. This was stated by Industrial Minister Airlangga Hartarto in a written statement in Jakarta on Monday. Therefore, Industry Ministry and Central Java Provincial Government have initiated the development of KIK by setting an economic master plan and strategy plan of Central Java to establish an industry-based special economic zone. Minister Airlangga believes that KAK will improve Kendal and Central Java's economy through employment opportunities, both directly and indirectly, the establishment of new markets and set up new towns as the centers of other seed activities. He added that there are currently 20 companies who have expressed their commitment to invest in KAK, comprising investors from Japan, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. The last item, Jakarta Composite Index JCI, is predicted to remain corrected in today's trade on November 15. MNC Securities Analyst Edwin Sebayan said that the stock exchange is still likely to see foreign investors selling until week 10. On Monday's trade closing, the IDX saw a foreign net sale of around 11.46 trillion rupiah. Edwin said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the foreign net buy is down 29.11% from its highest point to 27.91 trillion rupiah. The domestic market said it is overshadowed by the religious political sentiments from non-acting Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama's case, which would be announced this Friday, November 18. Another negative sentiment is the decline of commodity prices such as Edo, 4.46%, oil 3.4%, gold 2.52%, nickel 2.86%, and tin 0.49%. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, a commentary today entitled Fighting Against Illegal Levies. Illegal levy is the imposition of fee that should not be done or illegal, mostly conducted by government officials. Although it has long been tried to be eradicated, apparently the extortion is no easy to be removed from Indonesia. More recently, the government, through Presidential Decree No. 87-2016, has formed a task force on illegal payment clean sweeping to overcome the classic problem, which is very harmful to the public. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Executive Affairs Wiranto said that President Joko Widodo wants the task force to effectively work immediately after the issuance of the presidential decree. To eradicate illegal levies is not the job of the task force and the government alone. The public should also have a role to report if there are indications of illegal levies anywhere. Complaint channels must also be able to work optimally either through the website, SMS, call centers, as well as direct reports. Actually, illegal levies or extortion can happen anywhere, but if related to the public services, the Fed would be directly pursued by the public. The long and complex procedures of public services is often the cause of the increasing number of people who have given up when faced with corrupt public servants. In fact, as this has happened so long, people tend to be increasingly tolerant and accustomed to the practice of bribery in the public service. Illegal charges had been a social phenomenon in Indonesia since the colonial period and even long before that. This, of course, raises concerns over all parties. As a nation that wants to advance and develop with the sense of justice and free of misconduct, illegal levies must be eradicated. But it must be kept in mind, illegal levies occurs not merely because of the recipient but also the giver. Therefore, people should participate not to give bribes just because they do not want to be bothered to follow the rules. Indeed, in many government offices, there are announcements on steps that must be taken by the public to obtain official or legal papers and permits. But sometimes, it is the people themselves who do not want to be bothered. They want to find a shortcut and are willing to pay illegal levies. Hopefully, by the awareness among officers, officials and the public, as well as with a good system and tight supervision, illegal levies can be eliminated from this republic for good. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with November the 15, 1946, Linggarjati Treaty was signed. Linggarjati Agreement is an agreement between Indonesia and the Netherlands that began on October the 22nd, 1946. The talk was held in Linggarjati in West Java. The Indonesian delegation was led by Sultan Syahrir and the Dutch delegation headed by Wim Schermerhorn. As the result of the negotiations, the Dutch recognized Republic of Indonesia in Java and Madura. Both sides agreed to set up the Republic of Indonesia states. Linggarjati became the first international treaty between Indonesia and the Netherlands. This agreement formed the basis for any new agreement between the two countries later. Let's switch to November the 15, 1978. An airplane carrying 249 pilgrims from Jeddah to South Kalimantan, Indonesia, crashed near Colombo, Sri Lanka. A total of 179 Indonesian pilgrims died when a charter flight Icelandic Airlines DC-8 from Jeddah crashed when landing on Colombo Airport. The plane had been due to refuel before continuing flight to Surabaya. The official report of the Authority of Sri Lanka mentioned that the possible cause of the crash was the crew failed to follow procedure to approach the runway. Let's end Today in History with Al Jazeera English broadcast begins airing directly from Doha, Qatar. Al Jazeera English or Al Jazeera International is an international news television station owned by the Al Jazeera Satellite Network. The idea to make Al Jazeera English starting in 2003 with a mission to provide a news channel that provides information which most actual and fastest. Then Al Jazeera Satellite Network announced plans to launch Al Jazeera International in October 2005. According to the plan, Al Jazeera International will be launched in July 2006, but it was delayed for 4 months as Al Jazeera International would like to adapt the channel to HDTV. Then, the day before the launch of Al Jazeera International, name was changed to Al Jazeera English. On November 15, 2006, Al Jazeera English was officially launched to the front of millions of television viewers around the world. Al Jazeera English provides news, analysis, documentaries, live debates, current issues, business, and sports. Al Jazeera English is based in four cities, namely Doha, Kuala Lumpur, London, and Washington, D.C. The command center station is rotated four times each day. Follow the sun. The television channel also has a goal to present a global perspective in English, but without a British-American viewpoint. Al Jazeera English is the third largest international news channel after the BBC World News and CNN International. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. I am Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus, with the team for today's edition is Indonesia and Singapore strengthen the economic and tourism cooperation. Listener, the government of Indonesia and Singapore strengthen the two nations' cooperation in economy and tourism sector. President Joko Widodo and Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong also discussed the threat of terrorism and the issues concerning the South China Sea. Both of them held a bilateral meeting at Wisma Perdamaian Semarang Central Java on Monday. From the meeting, the two leaders agreed in strengthening the bilateral cooperation of the two countries in the area of economy and tourism. After the meeting, President Joko Widodo said, "Singapore is a valuable trade partner for Indonesia and vice versa. That is why the two countries agreed to strengthen their cooperation." President Joko Widodo explained that at the meeting, he also pointed out economic reform and the law will continue to be done by Indonesia. So Indonesia's economy could be more competitive, especially regarding to cooperation in the Kendal Industrial Park, which was agreed to become the new icon of cooperation between Indonesia and Singapore. Meanwhile, Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said that as a neighboring country and a close associate of Singapore, the cooperation between Indonesia and Singapore is very important. He also explained the bilateral relations of the two countries are stable and Singapore wish the cooperation will also be beneficial for Indonesia. He said Indonesia is a colleague and close neighbor and this is an excellent opportunity to interpret the relationship between the two countries. He explained to deepen economic cooperation is very important. The Memorandum of Understanding or MOU related to tourism sector to be the only MOU signed in the presence of the two head of states in this year's meeting's leaders' retreat. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said, the cooperation will be developed by the two countries covering three areas, namely joint marketing, cruise sightseeing, and the provisions of meetings accommodations, conventions and exhibitions or MICE. Its activities will include the development of tourism destinations and ports, development of human resources through training, seminars and workshops, research and development of the tourism industry, which is tourism investment and the exchange of information. As we all know, Singapore is the first-ranked country's largest tourist contributor to Indonesia. In 2015, there were more than 1.5 million tourists from Singapore to Indonesia. As for Indonesia, Singapore is a country that is no stranger to visit since most of the tourists coming to Singapore are from Indonesia. That was Focus.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Vice President Yusuf Kalla hopes that there will be no more rallies once the police are processing the legal case of blasphemy allegedly committed by non-active Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, assigns the Indonesian National Nuclear Agency, Batan, to be a radiation mitigation plant breeding center in Southeast Asian region. Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong praised and thanked Indonesia for the handling this year's smoke from forest fires. Governor Bank of Indonesia, BI, Agus Martowardoyo has launched the Financial Technology Fintech Office that will serve as a think tank in developing the financial services industry. An Indonesian student from Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta, Ramadan Hairant Maulana, has won an award at the 6th International Symposium on Technology for Sustainability 2016. Indonesian government expects the development of Kendal Industrial Park, KIK, to be speed up in its bid to boost Central Java contribution to national economy. The Jakarta Composite Index, JCI, is predicted to remain corrected in today's trade November 15. MNC Securities analyst Edwin Sebayan said that the stock exchange is still likely to see foreign investors selling until week 10. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Buton Island. Stay tuned. Listener, Buton is an island in southeast Sulawesi. Previously, Buton Island was better known as the sea trade traffic lane as well as natural asphalt production. However, it turns out this tourism island has a million wonderful views of tourism sites. Not only beautiful beach, but also customs, mountain tourism, culinary, and others. Speaking about the culinary, Buton is rich with local culinaries. This typical food is dominated by culinaries made of cassava, corn, and fish, which become staple food of the local community. For typical drink, Buton has a local coffee which has a distinctive aroma and delicious taste. Listener, the coffee called Kaongke Ongkea coffee. Kaongke Ongkea is an original coffee of Buton, Southeast Sulawesi. This type of coffee has a very different flavor from other coffees in general. Kaongke Ongkea coffee is an organic coffee from the Kaongke Ongkea village, Pasar Wajo sub-district Buton Regency. The local coffee usually do not use chemicals to maintain coffee plants. Hence, this coffee has a different flavor with other coffee. The processing of Kaongke Ongkea coffee is very simple. Coffee is directly dried for a week. After that, the coffee puts into milling grain to remove the seeds peel. After that, the coffee seeds are toasted and then put into mill to become powder. The difference of this typical coffee with other ones is the aroma. When the coffee is poured with hot water, the scent already began to smell from a distance. The aroma is very dominant compared to other types. The coffee is more delicious taste because it is the real coffee. To buy it, you can come to the Kaongke Ongkea village with a distance only about 25 kilometers from the city of Bau Bau, Southeast Sulawesi, capital towards Pasar Wajo sub-district. The selling price is very affordable at 70,000 rupiah per kilogram. In 1954, the Kaongke Ongkea village, Pasar Wajo sub-district, is the center of the largest coffee producer in Buton, Southeast Sulawesi. Moreover, every farmer can produce 2 tons of Robusta coffee per hectare of land. But this time, farmers only produce about 8 sacks of coffee, or around 800 kilograms per hectare. This is because the pests that continuously attack coffee plants in the village. Currently, there are still some farmers who still survive planting the coffee. Although the pests attack the coffee plantations, farmers are reluctant to get rid of the pest sprayers because the pest spraying contains a toxin that can harm the human body. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Kaongke Ongkea Coffee. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is kebakaran, or in English, fire. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Kebakaran. Kebakaran. In English, fire. Nonton film. Nonton film. To go to the movie. Teman. Teman. Friend. Dekat. Dekat. Close or near. Rumah. Rumah. House or home. Kabarnya. Kabarnya, it is sad. Arus pendek, close circuit. Api, api, fire. Mencapai, mencapai, to reach. Lantai 21, lantai 21, the 21st floor. Padam, padam, put out or extinguished. Pemadam kebakaran, firefighters, seberang, seberang, across, 20, 20, 20, unit, 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 angin, angin, wind, besar, besar, big, pulang, pulang, go home, naik taksi, take a taxi, turun, turun, get off, seberang, seberang, across, jembatan penyeberangan, pedestrian bridge, jalan kaki, to walk or on foot, kendaraan, kendaraan, vehicle, diperkenankan, allowed to. Next is a conversation on kebakaran, or in English, fire. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Anna and Ani on the phone. Anna, kamu di mana? Anna, kamu di mana? In English, Anna, where are you?
Saya sedang nonton film bersama teman. Saya sedang nonton film bersama teman.
I'm going to the movie with some friends. Ada apa?
Ada apa? What's the matter?
Mall dekat rumah kamu kebakaran. Mall dekat rumah kamu kebakaran.
The mall near your house is on fire.
Kabarnya karena arus pendek. Kabarnya karena arus pendek.
They said it's because of a short circuit.
Apinya sudah mencapai lantai 21. Apinya sudah mencapai lantai 21.
The fire already reached the 21st floor.
Apakah apinya sudah bisa dipadamkan?
Apakah apinya sudah bisa dipadamkan?
Has the fire been put out?
Walaupun sudah ada 20 unit mobil pemadam kebakaran, api belum bisa dipadamkan.
Walaupun sudah ada 20 unit mobil pemadam kebakaran, api belum bisa dipadamkan.
Although there are 20 units of fire trucks, the fire cannot be extinguished yet.
Karena anginnya besar,
because the wind is blowing hard.
Bagaimana saya pulang?
Bagaimana saya pulang?
How would I go home then?
Sebaiknya kamu naik taksi dan turun di seberang mall. Sebaiknya kamu naik taksi dan turun di seberang mall. You'd better take a taxi and get off across the mall. Kemudian kamu naik jembatan penyeberangan. Then take the pedestrian bridge. Dan jalan kaki pulang. And walk home. Karena kendaraan tidak diperkenankan masuk. Because vehicles are not allowed to enter. Baiklah, terima kasih. Okay, thanks. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian traditional and modern music. In today's edition, we'll feature dangdut songs. Well, let's listen to the first song entitled Kiblat Cinta by Juan Rahman. Happy listening.
Engkaulah hidupku, oh, dan juga matiku. Kau kiblat cintaku, oh, dan arah rinduku. Engkaulah tawaku, oh, dan juga tangisku. Engkau bahagiaku, oh, dan juga sedihku. Kau indah.
rasa kau indah, kau indah, dirimu arti keindahan sempurna, sempurna, tanpamu ku tiada sempurna.
Listener, the song Kiblat Cinta sung by dangdut singer Juan Rahman. The song is Juan's new song. Kiblat Cinta was released in January 2016 and tells the story about someone who loved her boyfriend as the lyric Tanpamu ku hampa, sengsara, or I'm nobody without you and miserable. The song was composed by Adibal Syahrul. And the arrangement of the song is so gloomy in accordance with the lyrics. The sound of electric guitar at the beginning of the song and the sound of bamboo flute combined with violin make this song sounds very melodious. Before releasing the song Kiblat Cinta, the singer, who has a real name Abdul Rahman Lubis, has also previously released a song entitled Madu, which is also quite acceptable by dangdut music lovers in the country. Releasing in February 2015, Madu tells about love expression of a man toward a woman, namely Madu, whom he admired. The song was composed by Yanto Sari, which previously been popularized by Amrish Arifin, then rearranged with dangdut music in modern dangdut music, sung by Juan Rahman. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Madu by Juan Rahman. Enjoy the song.
Nafasku akan terhenti bila kau tiada. Madu, madu, orangnya manis, semanis madu, membuat hati selalu senyuman manis bibirmu. Aku tak bisa berpisah darimu sayangku, sehari saja tak
manis madu membuat hati selalu.
John Rahman, who was born in 1988, began his career in music dangdut by following a singing talent competition event of dangdut singer in one of Indonesian private TV stations in 2007. Although he did not win the dangdut contest, Juan established himself to run his career as a male dangdut singer in the country. He later released his first single in 2013. The first song, entitled Untung Ada Kamu, also tells the story about love. Fortunately, Untung Ada Kamu, included in dangdut dance genre that takes the rhythm of Latin and Malay. The song, which was composed by Adibal Syahrul and arranged by Prikis, shows vocal abilities and qualities of Juan Rahman. After succeed with the first single in January 2015, Juan re-released a single entitled Yang Setia, Yang Kucinta. The song is about a man who annoyed since he is difficult to meet his lover and thought she is cheating. However, in fact, the lover does not get blessing from her parents to their relationships. Composed by Shiva Ramadan, this song was dominantly influenced by Latin music, with sounds of guitar, especially at the beginning of the song. Well, listener, to conclude this segment for today of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Yang Setia, Yang Kucinta and Untung Ada Kamu by Juan Rahman. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Aku menunggumu, satu jam lebih aku ada di rumahmu. Dimanakah engkau berada? Kau ingkar janji kita akan pergi bersama. Ya, engkau bersama si apa? Mengapa kau tak angkat telepon dariku? Kau tanamkan rasa curiga. Kau buat aku cemburu gila jadinya. Katakan bila kau sudah tak cinta ini, jangan kau selingkuh. Biarkan ku cari pengganti yang lain untukku, yang dapat setia menjaga cintanya. Ya, engkau bersama si apa kau tak angkat telepon dariku? Kau tanamkan rasa curiga. Kau buat aku cemburu gila.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Kamu yang mencintai diriku,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Mengapa kau menjadikan Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.